From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Hello and good afternoon. You're very welcome to the Wednesday edition of Let the Bible Speak. Do please remember the other Let the Bible Speak programs that continue during the week. On Monday afternoons at 3 o'clock, you can listen to the Reverend Jeffrey Abraham and the Reverend Raymond McLarnon. And then on Monday mornings, you can listen to the Reverend Ivan Foster at 10 o'clock. Quite recently, in our church, I preached a sermon on the Da Vinci Code. This is something which has caused a lot of controversy recently. What's it all about? And what is the Christian perspective on the matter? If you would like a free CD of this sermon, please write to me and I will gladly send it to you. In a few minutes, we'll continue our study from the Psalm 23. First, please listen to the Whitfield Choir singing the words of the same psalm.
Thank you.
today we're going to continue with our look at the 23rd Psalm. We'll read the Psalm together once again. A Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts. Last time we began looking at the 23rd Psalm, and we considered the first stanza, "The Lord is my shepherd." There we observed the personality of the Good Shepherd. We looked at his name, Jehovah, the holy name for God that was revered above all other names. It teaches us that God is to be feared. We looked at the nature of the Good Shepherd. The name Jehovah simply means, I am that I am. He is the unchangeable God who is full of holiness, but who chose to love men and women. Therefore, he sent his Son to the cross that he might be our shepherd. You see, God paid a price in order that he might shepherd us. Therefore, it behoves man to trust him, to seek him, to find his love, to come to him for rest. That is the nature of the Good Shepherd. I want to consider the second part of verse 1 today, where we are told by David, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Today we'll think about the provision of the Good Shepherd. And there are two aspects to the provision that God gives to his people. Firstly, he supplies our temporal needs. The Lord Jesus Christ taught us in his great prayer, the Lord's Prayer, to be aware that God supplies our bodily wants as well as our spiritual longings. Therefore, he said, give us this day our daily bread. Every time we sit down to a meal, we should remember to thank God. That's why Christians ought to say grace before they come to eat. Because what they are saying is this, what I eat is not mine, it is God's gift to me. We should always be aware of that. The Saviour spoke a lot about the care that God has for our physical needs. For example, in Luke 12 and 6, he said, are not five sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. We look at the little birds flitting from branch to branch. We hear their chirps. We see them nesting, rearing their young. And every time one falls to the ground, God sees that little bird. But God looks down at his people. He counts the very hairs of our head. He cares for us. Therefore, God is described as being a father in the Word of God. In the Psalm 103, verse 13, he says, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. So here we see man. Man's fading away, just like the leaf. He grows and he blooms like the summer flower, but he decays again. And as man decays, and as age and illness sets in, as infirmity encompasses the body, as he feels himself declining to the grave, he can look to a God who pities, just as a father is touched by the cries of his little ones. The Lord Jesus Christ in the scriptures is described as being a priest who has compassion upon us. Therefore in Hebrews 4 verse 15 we are told, "For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Here we have Christ, one who knows every pain that the human body can endure. And when we seek him for rest, we discover one who understands, who is touched with our pains. Yes, God provides for our temporal needs. He gives us comfort in the midst of our physical problems. Therefore, we can say, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." We see temporal provision here, but we see also spiritual provision. We must ask the question, are temporal mercies everything? They are not. David said in the Psalm 63, "O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee." His soul was thirsting for God. Thirst must be an awful thing. To be dry in the middle of the desert, to have the body consumed with pain because there is no water. David was saying, "My soul is cracked. It is hard. It is barren. It needs God. It needs the living water. It needs what God can supply it with." And that's what we need today. We need God. Without God, we're parched, we're dry, we have nothing. Only God can refresh us. Only God can give us life. Water speaks of life. God is the water for the thirsty soul. In fact, David went on to say to God, "Thy loving kindness is better than life." Some people say, if we have our health, we have our wealth. But that, strictly speaking, is not true. You could lose your health, but still have wealth. Because God's grace, his loving kindness, is better than life itself. Life can decline, but when we know God as Saviour, that will never be removed from us. Tell me today, do you have this living water? Have you found the Saviour to be your Saviour? Have you discovered God to be your God? Have you total satisfaction, which is found alone in him? Oh, I would appeal to you today, seek the Lord, so that you will say, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Is he your shepherd? Do you have this rest? Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Welland Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Welland Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clogher Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.